The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Let's Talk More Action podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and should not be construed as advice, nor do they necessarily reflect the views of Community Action Council's governing bodies, leadership, or staff, or our funding partners. Community Action Council is a private, nonprofit, and nonpartisan organization. We do not support or endorse any political candidates.
This the city's number one podcast. Love the topics, the guests, and all of the contrast. They ain't focused on the views and the traffic. What's the point of shining if no jewels for the masses? We gotta spread the news of our passion. Service is a verb, now that's community action. Yo, everybody, let's talk. Look, talking ain't enough, so everybody, let's walk. We all want freedom, the eagle and the stars, but the only way to reach it, meet the people where they are. Unity's the only way to fend these atrocities. You and me together can eliminate poverty. And this is just a vessel of expression to make sure we stay on the message of progression. Yes, everybody, let's talk. Bring your ideas and together we walk.
Protect our seeds from the poisonous root, and we gotta reach the source and the soul and the root.
Yes, everybody, let's talk. We need community action. Together we walk.
Together we work in to reduce violence. Speak through the airways. We refuse silence.
Let's talk.
You are listening to Let's Talk More Action. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host and our executive director, Sharon Price. She's in the building. What's going on, Sharon?
Oh, it's my favorite time of the year.
Why is it your favorite time of the year?
Because we're closing chapters and starting new ones.
Look, I thought you was going to say the weather. You serious about it?
Listen, yes. I'm not happy about the weather. Well, let me not say I'm not happy about the weather.
Yeah, because I know you.
But these seasonal allergies are getting me.
Yeah. I don't understand how Kentucky can be so just terrible with allergies.
It is terrible, but I'm going to be upset about that next week.
Another day, yes. Yeah, I'm
talking about Head Start graduations.
Oh, I know. Wasn't it nice?
Oh, the cutest thing ever.
This year we went to Transy and we had the ceremony there. It was one of the smallest ceremonies we ever had.
It is.
But it was really nice.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone talked about the little kiddos wearing caps and gowns. Yeah. And I told them, you know, be for sure that is deliberate.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is on purpose.
And this year on a college campus?
Absolutely. It's foreshadowing all over the place because we want children to be able to see themselves in future caps and gowns.
That's right.
That they can do this and they are worthy of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am so amazed. I wasn't very familiar with Head Start, even though I did go to Head Start.
Cam's a Head Start alum.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. But I really wasn't up to game because when we first announced this and parents came out the way they do.
With posters and balloons, they treat it like it
is the real deal. You cannot tell them this graduation ain't, you know, real.
Well, because I think that the parents are bought into, you know, our kids are graduating for the first time,
yes,
not the last time.
Right.
You know, and it's just so exciting.
It's fun to see them with
posters,
flowers.
Yes. And Cameron, the best part is the cutest little hugs ever.
I know.
Yes.
Your husband need to start coming because one of them kids kissed you.
I did. I got a smooch. I did. And he came and he was just so handsome.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to get a high five and I got a kiss
on
the cheek. That made my day.
Real quick before we move on from that, how are them knees after that?
Oh, listen.
Explain.
Yes. Okay. So when the kids are coming across, you know, to get their diplomas, I always get down on their level because that's the way that you interact best with children. And so I squat to be on the same level with them. But this year, my legs were doing some tricks on me. My knees were like,
Right.
I had to get up and shake them out a couple of times.
I know, right? It ain't like it used to be, huh?
No, it's not like I used to be.
Wow.
But I'm not claiming age at all.
No, not that at all. Mm-mm. It was probably the shoes.
It had to be the shoes. It had to be the shoes because it certainly wasn't me.
Exactly. I agree.
But what what I'm happy about today is we have our infamous Head Start director, Jessica Coffey, in the house.
It's me, y'all.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. You know, I walked in and this is kind of weird because, you know, I was going for that seat.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is not my show. I'm a guest.
You are a guest today.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
But I gave Jessica a time in the board meeting last night. I said, Jessica, you know, because we are a program of excellence.
That's right.
National program of excellence. Only one in the state.
I don't think we can
say
that enough.
No, we cannot.
We cannot say it enough.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the board members said, tell us more about this exciting thing.
Uh-oh.
And I said, I'm going to give Jessica Coffey, our Head Start director, the privilege and honor of talking about it. Mm-hmm. And then we had to tell her.
Cameron.
I know, right?
Okay, don't give me the floor.
I said, uh-oh.
And expect me to do 5 minutes, 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. They really wanted me to do that 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, I kept on going.
They had to tell me to stop.
The board chair was doing this, tapping on his wrist at his watch.
And I looked past him, too.
Right.
Then I said, oh, I better stop.
You the one that got to cut the mic off on.
Look, when she gets excited, when you start talking about Head Start and the possibilities for children in the future, Jessica gets...
It's exciting.
It is
just
exciting.
Even saying that now makes me excited because I truly want to bring the best and most deserving opportunities to our families because they deserve it.
Absolutely.
They absolutely deserve it. So I'm excited about this program year and what's to come.
So we're wrapping up program year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
We are wrapping up. You know what? May 31st is the last day for our kiddos. And we'll have, you know, some kiddos within the summer. However, you know, those Head Start specific structure time, it will be done May 31st. And we're sad. Yeah. But at the same time, the summer is fun because we get to dream about what we're going to do next year. Yeah. How can we improve? So that's exciting.
And I tell you, it's probably like, you know, I'm really into the college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no downtime anymore in college basketball. So as soon as the season's over, you have to heavily recruit for the next season because you may lose a bunch of your kids. And we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
This season is over. We've got some that are graduating. We got some spots that are open. We've got some possibilities. And
look at you making a great analogy.
Yeah,
I think he's been studying up on Head Start.
You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. Yeah, so tell us about this this next season or what we're doing right now in this quote-unquote off-season.
So, quote-unquote, right now what we're doing is enrolling for our next 24-25 program year. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? It looks like, hey, come here, come reach out to us if you have a child who is between the ages of zero. Matter of fact, if you're pregnant, how about that? If you are with child or you have a child up to the age of five, contact us. You know, we can first we'll have to go through qualifications, things like that. But we are always enrolling. But this is the big time because once August hits, we want to have all of our kiddos in place to start that first day of school and for them to get enhanced educational opportunities.
And so when you call us at 859-233-4600, all you have to say is, I want to enroll my child in Head Start, and we're going to take it from there, get an appointment made. Go ahead, Jessica, talk about all of it.
All of that. And one thing that I want to emphasize for families to know, we are not daycare. Even
say
for
it the, say with your chest.
We are not daycare. You gotta know it. You gotta sing it for somebody to remember. You know, again, we are not daycare. It's not a drop your child off and pick them up type program, and that's it.
Yeah, we got requirements.
We have requirements, and we have expectations for our parents
that's
as
the
well.
Word.
You know, there are different requirements. We will need your immunizations. We will need to know, you know, whether your child has had a well child check and a dental appointment, vision screening, things like that. But we also, as a parent, want you to take responsibility of engaging with other families, engaging with other children. How can we come together as one to ensure not only we're providing the best services for their children to ensure that they're school ready, but also you as a parent, are you school ready? Because there are things that you're going to have to do.
Talk about
have your child in on time. Advocate for your child. That's really big.
That's it.
Not only in the school systems, but even when you go to the doctor's office or the dental's office.
Right.
So those are aspects of school readiness that we want to hit upon when your child is in Head Start.
And then the other part of Head Start is not just with the kids in the classroom and engaging the parents in the way that you describe, but we also want to know what goals do you have so that we can help you and work alongside, you know, our parents in being stronger and helping them to reach their goals.
Right.
Because it can be, life is hectic.
Life be life.
It does. It can be hectic. It can be hard and tough. Raising kids is, you know, not for the weak, you know,
right?
Because
some of the things that Sharon has talked about, we've had parents go from you know, all going from not having a high school diploma from getting a college degree and being self-sufficient. Those are the things that Head Start does.
Absolutely.
We again, it's not just a drop off. We want to walk with you and on your journey to ensure that, one, again, we're bringing the best for your child, but we're also care about you, because if the person, the leader in the house isn't well, how is that going to affect your household?
That's right. That's right. And it's important that we continue to press that emphasis. I mean, even from, you know, you can't just bring your kid at any time. Your child needs to be on time. I mean,
well, Jessica said this is not a daycare.
That's
We don't accept drop-offs from the beginning of the day until the end of the day. Right. All of this is about getting children ready, not just for kindergarten, but for the rest of their academic career in life. And being on time is one of the key issues. You know, and sometimes it's hard.
Yes, it can be. But that structure that you're developing, you know what I'm saying, and you give us those first 5 years, by the time it's their transition ceremony.
I'm going to say graduation. Okay.
Of their graduation ceremony, not only will your child be ready to be successful in kindergarten, but you will be ready to make that transition to Fayette County or whichever school district that they're going to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's great. All right. What else? What else are we talking about? Because I'm not going to break yet. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, I looked at you and I'm like, oh, he's getting ready to.
I'm not going to do it.
I thought you were getting ready to go to break. And another key component of Head Start, I'm a Head Start mom. Two of my children were enrolled in Head Start. And I tell this story all the time because parents don't often see what other people can see in a way that their children need it. I was the director of a child development center many years ago, and I was talking to the speech therapist that was in the building providing speech for other people's children. And my son ran up to me, and he was talking to me, and I was engaging him. And as soon as he ran back to get in line with his class, Debbie Dornbush said, "You need to tell his mom that he needs speech." And I said, "I'm the mom. I'm the mom." You know, because I talk to him and I'm with him all the time, that I could not tell. I was so used to the way that he articulated that I did not realize that he was speech delayed. And so being in Head Start, he was screened. He went to, you know, he received speech services right on site. And so you do all of those developmental screenings to make sure, one, that children are ready to learn. We want to make sure that we rule out every possible barrier that might be there when it comes to a child learning, mm-hmm. whether that's speech therapy, whether mm-hmm. that's occupational, whether they need an IEP or IFSP.
Right.
You know?
Right. And not to knock, you know, anyone who doesn't take their child to preschool or anything like that, but there is an importance in making sure that your children interact with other people at that young age so that if there are any preventative, you know,
interventions
that we can take, then that's in place for them. Not to say that something's wrong with them, but to say, hey, we want to focus on this area so that we can enhance their learning.
Absolutely. And that is what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's removing any barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, barriers when it comes to food insecurity, when we're talking Absolutely. About families, you know, what we do know is that a child can't learn if they're hungry.
Yeah.
A child can't learn if they have dental pain. And so yep. all of these preventative screenings, you know, it can seem like a lot because it is, but all of this is to make sure that there are no barriers
right.
to interfere with that mm-hmm. child's being able to have its best academic life.
I know we've got a lot to talk about with Head Start, but when we come back, I also want to talk about the threat to Head Start funding. That is something that our parents really need to know and all of our supporters need to know. So you're listening to Lex Talk, More Action.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why don't you join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly, so to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
You are listening to Lex Talk More Action, and our guest today is the Head Start Director, Jessica Coffee.
Good
She's
morning,
in the building.
Afternoon or evening. I don't know what time you
Whichever
hear
Whichever one it is for you, that's what it is for us. But we are talking all things Head Start.
Yay.
And before we went to the break, I know that we have been talking about some of the funding that is possibly being threatened, and which mm-hmm. means the Head Start program would not be the same. Now, Head Start can't go anywhere, so we're going to have to fight.
Well, I'll tell you this, Cameron. People may not know, but our Head Start funding is federally funded. Mm-hmm. It flows, when we say it is an act of Congress, it actually is an act of Congress. Congress approves our Head Start funding year over year. And there are times when in Washington, D.C., they're looking at the budgets and they're trying to find money to use for different priorities.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Head Start funding often comes up on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have been doing a lot of advocacy, asking our parents, our staff, our community to advocate to make sure that this very important life-changing program
Absolutely.
Continues to be in existence.
And the numbers are on our side. There is so many different studies that have shown that the most development of a child happens in between the years of 0 to what?
0 to 5 years old. That's when that brain development is so very important, and it's happening very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that the Head Start funding is always there for children and families who really need those interventions.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have been, if you have not checked out our Facebook page, I think that's the easiest way, or if you have a better way of engaging. On our Facebook page, there is a post about giving your support to Head Start and filling out a, what is it, survey?
It's not a survey, but it's... What we're wanting people to do is we have advocacy, and that's one of the things Jessica talked about, learning how to advocate for yourself. And so we advocate for our Head Start program all the time, especially when it comes to funding, because we can't do all of the amazing and incredible work that we do
without
the funding.
Yep.
And so whenever there is the possibility of our funding being at threat or being cut, you know, we get together, and not just in Lexington, but across the nation, all Head Start programs get together and they advocate on a federal level for continued funding and increased funding.
Yeah.
And every year we're going to be advocating for increased funding because things go up every single year. It costs more. Everything costs more, especially over the last 3 years. We've seen the cost of food go up, the cost of supplies go up. You know, everything is increasing. And so we have got to fight for the continued level of funding that we have. Mm-hmm. And so whenever we send these emails out or these alerts out and we're asking parents to join us, really join us, because there is strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't, one letter going up to President Biden is not going to mean one thing. But when you have thousands and thousands of letters saying, you know, keep Head Start funded.
Right.
You know, that's important.
Right, right. And it goes along with all the other things that Head Start is trying to do. And advocacy is one. We also, you know, today is election day.
Yeah.
And we encourage our parents and our staff to get involved in the electoral process, you know, because decisions are being made that will affect you. Mm-hmm. So it's important to well round.
And even in that, that's a learning opportunity for the children.
Exactly.
So, you know, when you ask, what are you all planning, even this summer, because one, there is a presidential election, but we want our kids to have the education of, oh, this is how Congress, this is how decisions are made. So we are getting them involved in having like a voting day, to where they're probably going to get to vote on a meal and understand, okay, you as an individual voted this way, your classroom voted this way, but the center or the agency as a whole voted this way, you know, so that they can get some understanding on the process of voting in a way that they could understand it best,
right.
which is food.
Yeah. And so Jessica's always going to go back to the little tykes, but I'm going to stay with the families, because one of the things that we really want parents to understand, and everybody really to understand, is that your vote really does matter.
That's right.
We hear all the time, you know, when people say, you know, I'm just one vote. Yes, you're one vote, but I'm one vote. She's one vote. He's one vote. You know, and so don't eliminate yourself from being included in a decision-making process because you think you only have one vote, or you think that your vote doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. People would not try to stop you
from voting
or send you in a different direction from voting if your vote did not matter.
Yes. Yeah, a perfect example of that, one of our policy council members who now is a board member, Brian Crutchfield, he voiced his concern to me. He advocated for the entire center, saying, hey, this drop-off time is not working. And he explained why. That got changed the same day. So the next day when the families came in, they had more time in order to get their kids where they needed to go. That is advocacy. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, identifying an issue or being wanting, having a strong opinion about an issue, making it known, and change happen. That's
it. Well, and change is really happening. And Brian Crutchfield, as you mentioned, his, I guess, journey with us started by voicing a concern. Mm-hmm. And so he voiced a concern. You met with him.
Right.
Then he gets voted on the policy council. Then he gets voted onto our board. Then he represents Kentucky, Kentucky families on a regional level. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the Region 4 board.
Yeah.
You know, and he's getting to experience all of these different things because he was brave enough to voice a concern.
Yeah, and he voiced that concern on Facebook, and I thought I had to get with him. However, it did work out. It worked out. And, you know, that was an opportunity for me to learn as well, because once I saw the post or the concern, I immediately, like, I stopped whatever I was doing at the time and said, hey, this is clearly a problem. And I was able to call him, and we had the most fruitful conversation that I've ever had with a parent. Mm. And knowing that, you know, I was thinking, oh, he mad. He big mad. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm expecting from this conversation, but I'm going to have the conversation because it needs to be had. And he, from the conversation that we had, he ended up changing the post. You know, giving Community Action credit, and it got him on our policy council too. Like, it, that one time that he voiced his concern, like, it literally changed his life as far as
being
involved in Head Start. And it changed ours too, because when I say he will speak out. Mm-hmm. He won't sit back. Even in the board, he speaks out for and sure. say, hey, I agree with this, however, mm-hmm. you know, and bring a different outlook. So we are that's what we want. Those are the type of parents we want. And even though if you're a parent that, you know, is a little bit bashful, shy, doesn't want to mm-hmm. speak out, your voice is still important.
That's right. That's right.
We want to give you that confidence while you're with us. Notice I didn't say while your child is with us, mm-hmm. while you and your family are with us, to be able to gain that confidence in speaking out or standing up for what you believe in.
And one of the ways that happens is through policy. We're mentioning policy council, mm-hmm. but we haven't explained what policy council is. But it is the one of the governing bodies at Community Action where the parents are more than 50% of the council. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about
and in that, you know, the parents lead some of the decisions that are made for the program. Mm-hmm. They get a say in, you know, some of the new projects, some of our grant applications, building projects. This facility needs a new building, or this facility, we're concerned about the crime rate. Mm-hmm. Even when it comes to education, what curriculum is being taught, we have a lot of people involved on our health advisory council as well, mm-hmm. because folks want their kids to be in safe places, environments, and they want, you know, the best for their child. When it comes to safety, they want to know, like, what's up and coming? What should we know? Mm-hmm. Because the trends when it comes to childcare aren't necessarily the trends you see on Facebook or social media.
Right, right.
So we try to bring those child development or early child development trends to our parents mm-hmm. so they know what's going on. Because, you know, in the world that we live in, those are just not the trends.
So I know that we're wrapping up a Head Start year, and there are a couple of things that I know, but you're the Head Start director. Tell us some things. Tell us some things that have popped off new this year.
You
know,
when you give her time, give her time.
I mean, this is some stuff to brag about. What are some things that we accomplished new this year, and maybe give us just a little bit of insight of some things that may come up in the next year?
I mean, Karen, what you have in mind? Because there's so much that we do.
Well, I know about the vegetables.
The mobile market.
Okay. Yes.
Mobile market.
So we have the mobile food market. which we are trying to have that go throughout all of our counties. Mm-hmm. We want to literally check off this mobile food market has been in all of our counties. So what we did was we took a bus that was older. We were thinking about selling it so that, like, there wasn't a use for it anymore. Mm-hmm. So we ended up flipping it into this mobile food market. It has refrigeration on it. The outside is beautiful. We're able to do mobile cooking demonstrations. And we have collaborated with some farmers, Black Soil, and other folks to take fresh fruits, vegetables, meat, milk to our families in areas that are considered food deserts. Mm-hmm. That's been a huge success. Within the first summer that we kind of kickstarted, we helped over 250 families that summer. And you will see the mobile food market more in the spring and summer, mm-hmm. Because that's fresh just when, yeah, that's just right. when food is fooding. I don't know.
fresh vegetables are available.
But in conjunction with that, I do always go back to the kids, don't I? Because I want to tell them about in the summer. We usually have summer enhancement in the classroom.
Very good.
And we did a agriculture thing because that's my love. Nutrition mm-hmm. is my love. And it worked until...
We're going to stop it right there.
Until...
We are going
it
to
It was
do,
working.
Yes. we're going to do our best to give children as many experiences as we can give
and
them.
Absolutely. And learning opportunities.
Well, and because sometimes when things go wrong, that's a learning opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Every experience is a learning opportunity.
Absolutely. And you're learning that you might not, and that's one of the things that we want to teach children is you might not do exactly what you're supposed to do the first time. You might uh-huh. not be the winner.
You might not pour that milk in the cup, right?
You might not. It might flip over.
Spilled milk is the learning. Number one lesson in community action or Head Start because mm-hmm. there will be milk that is spilled.
Mm-hmm. Because children are pouring their own milk. Yep. They're eating family style.
Yep.
Sitting down and having conversations. They sit down with their teachers and they have conversations and they serve themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's all about self-preparation.
I know we're doing the CDL, changing people's lives.
So we are offering CDL classes for our parents in our community. We are able to provide those classes, get those folks,
get them licensed and credentialed. Yeah.
And then they will be able to go out after they get their license and they have a graduation.
And make a living wage,
yes.
Absolutely.
Well, and that has been very impactful because a lot of the people that have come through, and it's like a 12-week mm-hmm. Class that Josh McCann leads for us at the organization. But you go through this, and if you had no job, we've had folks getting $30, $35 an hour mm-hmm. and being hired before the class even ends.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so just it's success. That continuum yeah. that we're talking about.
We're not just getting the kid, we're getting the whole family. Is there any highlights that you want to prep or just kind of mention for the new year?
I mean, Kim, there's some...
We got a big building coming, right?
Yes, we have a training facility coming.
Palmer.
We also have therapy dogs that we have added throughout, you know, our location so that kids will have more of a social-emotional connection and be able to calm down more in the classrooms.
And you're building a building in Powell County. You're yep. building a building off Shropshire in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Jessica?
I mean, you it know, is, we are shooting from the stars. You know, hopefully this year Beyonce will come visit us. All I don't right. know if that's going to, to happen.
That is not
going to
happen.
But you know what? Somebody, we're going to have somebody famous come and say hey to our kids. But the sky's the limit to Head Start. We are, again, we are shooting for the Stars. You know, we have a lot of just bigger events with that incorporate our families, not just so they can, you know, have time with their children, but they can interact with other people throughout the city. I want them to know, like, who to get connected to, what resources to get connected to, also how to be their child's first teacher. So there's so much that is going on with the Head Start community. And if you want to get involved, whether you're a parent or whether you're a community member, just give me a call at 859-233-4600 and ask for Jessica Coffee.
Jessica, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
It's been very informative. I am just so excited to be a part of the Head Start program.
This is Head Start Part 1. There's going to be a Part 2.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
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 Jessica Coffee, Lex Talk, More Action. We'll see you soon.